686-2237.
Another day in the lost art of negotiation in Wisconsin. Speaking of negotiating, sometimes you just gotta give in. President Obama gives in when it comes to Guantanamo. Hey, everybody. America Tonight, the name of this show. Some of what we'll be talking about this hour here on ATN as we cruise through some pretty interesting waters. And we're going to fill in the blanks. Also, we can count. And then a little fun and frivolity at the end. We got to laugh. There's such serious things happening. We got to lighten the load once in a while, right? But we're not doing that at the onset. Wisconsin. Stinky people who haven't had showers for a very long time, fighting for what they believe in. And whether you hate the unions and think the whole teaching thing, these teachers are all wet in their demands to not have the collective bargaining agreements altered because they won't want to pay more for the pension and all that sort of stuff, you do have to give them credit for one thing. They have staying power. I can't tell you how many times I've said on this show when people said, well, what can we do and what do we do? There is a song called Power to the People. Remember it? Google it. Go on iTunes. It's because it's an old song. It's a John Lennon song. It's so true. There is power in numbers, and we've seen that. We saw that in the town halls. We saw that what happened in the midterm elections with the Republicans or Tea Partiers, whatever you want to call it, because it depended on what the race was, you know, what state it was in. But we saw that there was power in numbers, in other words. So instead of sitting around and whining when you actually take an action, whether it's sending an email, picking up the phone, whatever, might only just take you a few minutes, or going without a shower and camping out of the state capitol, guess what? You get attention. What will happen ultimately, though, for these protesters is probably not the result they want. And how many days did they line up? Now, they're locked out of the Capitol tonight. They can't go into the Capitol anymore. But what about the Democrats? They can go into the Capitol. The Democratic lawmakers fled the scene to Illinois back on February 17th. Do you believe it's been February 17th when that happened? Because they didn't want to have to deal with the budget repair bill that the governor was proposing. Because it's going to scale back public workers' benefits and the collective bargaining rights and all that sort of stuff. But the Republicans are the majority there, so the bill would definitely pass. The Democrats felt like, okay, if we leave, then they don't have the quorum they need to pass the bill. So even though it'll pass, we're not here, they don't have the quorum, you get it. It's an easy follow-the-numbers scenario. So we've had these massive protests, and there's been serious recalls that have been launched against the, actually, 16 state senators. 8 Republicans, 8 Democrats. Walker has been negotiating with the Democratic senators through a couple of staff people, supposedly. I don't know that it's really working. In his own words, here is the man himself talking about the situation.
Each and every step, it appears as though anytime there's some reasonable senators seeking to make and take action, again, the barrier tends to be Senator Miller. People talk about negotiate. We've been doing it for days. We have a handful of senators who are interested in doing this, but we have Senator Miller who time and time again allows his caucus to stand in the way of the progress coming forward.
Yeah, so there is no progress at this point. Wisconsin is ground zero and all eyes are on Wisconsin, but there is no bipartisan compromise at this point. Will there ultimately be one? And a lot has happened in this negotiation process. The Democratic leader is a guy named Mark Miller, and that's who the governor is talking about, because over the weekend, that's who's been the spokesperson, if you will, for the Democrats. But there just seems to be setback after setback, as he is saying, and they're not going to throw in the towel. I don't think anyone's going to throw in the towel at this point. Is the collective bargaining piece going to pass? If it doesn't, the governor's budget doesn't work. Unions have agreed to scale back their benefits, but they say restricting the CB, the collective bargaining agreements, rather, won't impact the budget. So they're arguing about that. This could go on for a while. It's definitely going to go on through the Mardi Gras season. I don't know. And in the meantime, you look at where education is, and boy, the education, the test scores are woe is me in Wisconsin. And it certainly doesn't mean that all the teachers are horrendous, but it does give you pause. Coming up, we're going to let you hear what Roger Madden's take is on this. Every once in a while, we throw the old man in, and I liked his take on this one. And it has to do with this. It has to do with the education and ultimately the unions, and do they really have a leg to stand on if you look at it from the point of view as how are the kids doing? How are the kids doing if we're being held hostage over this? And, hey, the taxpayers are paying. That's the other thing. The taxpayers are paying this. It's not a private situation. Should the taxpayers pay for this? Yay or nay? Let's throw the number out. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I think the Republican majority is they're just going to keep on standing tall, and they're not going to waver. I don't think they're going to find a compromise here, because part of the whole election process in Wisconsin was that the Republicans that came in were elected in to replace the frustrated people in Wisconsin. You know, that whole take back our country thing, that was part of the take back our country deal. Many of them were elected as a result of the frustration. So I don't think if they're doing what their constituents want, I don't think that they are going to find any kind of a compromise here. And did the union people win over the American people, or did they lose the American people? Somebody asked me that question today. What do you think? Did they win you over in what's happened, or did they lose you? So coming up, we're going to let you hear what Roger Madden had to say, plus Gitmo. Guess what? Open for business again, so to speak, with the military tribunals anyway. The president thaws out after 2 years, realizing Congress is not going to vote to shut Guantanamo down and take the detainees over to the United States. That's not going to happen. So that means it all begins again. And I think they'll go through the entire process and it'll stand. I don't think in, at least in the next handful of years, we're going to see anything change there. And by the way, how much are you paying for gas? We're going to talk about that too. Stay with us.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Also, a quick programming note. Show's going to be in L.A. at the end of the week. And tomorrow night, for fun, we're going to squeeze in an interview with Hannah Teeter. You remember her? She was a big-time snowboarder last Olympics. Snowboarding is so huge, and she's all-American, big representative for America. And back at it again, she's an Olympian, and she should be in the next Olympics as well. She's competing, and we have something in common. I think I've talked about this plenty of times on the air, where I'm involved with Children International now for the last 4 or 5 years, and we have an adopted child from Children International. His name is Matthew. Matthew and Jose, actually, his brother, and they're doing so well. We went down there, visited them, saw what it was like, and I'll tell you what, you really see what poor is, and they get no help from that government, especially now. And coincidentally, she had spending some money and decided she was going to help somebody in another country, so we're going to talk to her about that. Very wild. Before we do that, though, here's Roger Madden's take on what we were just talking about, the negotiating skills in Wisconsin. Do the teachers, because especially it falls on them, do they have a leg to stand on?
Let's see if I got this straight. Public school teachers are protesting throughout the country that state governments want to freeze wages, reduce benefits, and limit their right to collective bargaining because the states are running out of money, while at the same time, our schools have been failing for decades. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. The American people are catching on to the fact that the public school system overall is a failed system. Oh, there are pockets of success, especially in the rich white communities that surround our major cities. But generally speaking, we are not educating our children. And truth be told, we can't blame our hard-working, dedicated teachers for this. Rather, it's the system which we as Americans have chosen. For example, why do we insist that where the student resides determines what particular public school he attends? Why do we spend incredible amounts of money to reduce class size when there is no objective evidence that a reduced class size improves a child's ability to learn? Why do we insist on giving teachers an increase in wages for obtaining an advanced degree when it has been clearly shown that there is no relation between having an advanced degree and better teaching skills? And why are school systems saddled with a seniority system that limits them in their ability to lay off teachers based on merit? A seniority system may make some sense when dealing with labor which is fungible, such as in manufacturing, but it makes no sense in education when skill is the key ingredient to better learning, not length of service. Oh, and one final question. Why do public sector teacher unions have anything to say about issues that affect children's education, especially when they are legally bound to represent only the interest of their members, the teachers? Now that resources are limited, American parents are beginning to ask an even more important question about the delivery of education to their children. Why do we have a system of education that is failing our children and has government and public sector teacher unions collude in extracting more and more money from the American taxpayer to support it? By public school teachers protesting, they have put a target on their own backs, causing the American people to suspect that public sector teacher unions must be removed from the equation and replaced with common sense. This is Roger Madden, and that's what I think.
Yeah, surprisingly, I really agree with Roger on this one. I think because maybe even the length of how long it's gone on, and of course the Democrats fled, so that's the big part of this. I don't think it's ingratiated the teachers to the overall population in America. There are plenty of people who are very pro-union, think they're right, think it's wrong. This is what they were told they were going to get. This is what they deserve. They should get it. Yes, absolutely. But overall, I would say the attitude, in fact, there have been polls taken, they don't point to that. Most people are saying what Roger's saying, forget it. You know, look at what's happening with education. Look at these scores. Look where the kids are. You really don't have much to go on here. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, Kate, when's the last time you had a presidential candidate on the radio?
I have, let's see, I used to have, I had Mitt Romney on before.
Because, you know, you have one on right now, because I announced my candidacy on the Lou Dobbs show today.
Oh, you did?
And he said he's going to support me. So you can jump on the bandwagon if you want, you know. Yeah, no lie.
You called Lou Dobbs.
Lou Dobbs is the man, man. Yeah.
I love that. I love that you called him what you said. Listen, I'm going to run for president. I'm going to do it. I'm the everyday guy, and I'm going to do it.
Well, yeah, you know, because every time somebody says something on your show, then the next day somebody calls in Rush Limbaugh and says the same thing. You know, really, it's like I called in the other day and said something about the two-week thing that they did, and they were going to save $4 billion, only amounted to like $100 million. Like at 2:30 the next day, somebody was calling Limbaugh talking about that. You know?
There you go.
Yeah, I put some on your Facebook, and it shows all the gasoline taxes across the nation, and it shows how much money the states are making, especially the ones who have percentage taxes, you know, because, you know, it's going to be hitting $4 pretty soon. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, the difference between $2.50 and $4, you know, if they're getting, if they have a 5% tax, they're raking in some money. You know, matter of fact, I read an article there that Schwarzenegger is going to say that they're going to have $5 billion more in revenue than what they thought they were going to have last month. So that's why.
Schwarzenegger? Oh, you mean Jerry Brown?
Okay.
They switched. Yeah, they switched.
All right. But anyway. I better get better advisors for my campaign, huh?
Exactly. No, but no, you're right. Absolutely. And you did, for everybody listening, Tomas did post it. If you go to Facebook and if you put in, what am I under? Kate Delaney. If you just go to our regular website, you'll see it. But you did talk about that. You did post that article about the tax stuff and California. It's crazy. I'm headed to California at the end of the week, and they're saying in L.A. it's $4.50 is for premium or whatever, even higher than that. But thanks for posting that. That was if you go to GasBuddy.com, it's a good site that Tomas found and put on there. And you're right, it's crazy what they make, and it explains it. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's I think it's 18 cents for every gallon, and then 6% on top of that. So, yeah, they're making more money every time that the gas prices go up. And you know, it's pretty sad that the United States is standing by and is afraid to go into Libya. I mean, Kate, Libya has no people in it, okay?
I know, they all fled.
They have – no, but I mean – before this happened, they had like the population of Puerto Rico, okay? It's like 4 million people. That's it. Spread over the size of Texas, okay? I mean, you know, you just land 100 Marines in there, they all be hightailing it to the hills. But the problem is we don't have somebody in the White House who believes in the core values of America and believes that they're good, you know? And so the same problem we had before with Iraq and Afghanistan, we would have with Libya. If we went in there, we would, you know, say, okay, make a new constitution, however you want it, you know. And you know what they would put in that constitution, Kate? The same thing they put in the Iraqi and Afghanistan constitution. No law shall contradict Islam. And when you have that, stick a fork in it. It's over.
Right, because that's not a democratic process.
No. You know, the first thing they're going to say is, well, you know, we'll let, you know, women vote, but they have to vote the way their husbands say, you know. Well, we'll have to beat them. So,
you're right. No, I'm not going to disagree with you. Absolutely, you're right. That's the end game here, is everything that we're seeing. Now, there's supposed to be a big uprising in Saudi Arabia on Friday, and then who knows, that spreads to Iran. It's crazy.
If it hits Saudi Arabia, all bets are off.
I agree.
If it goes crazy over there, I don't know what, you know, I think $6, $7 would be very common, because Saudi Arabia is the last place that hasn't been hit, and they've got all the oil. And like you said, they are right across from Iran. Whoo, Lord.
I agree with you. And here's the thing to watch. I'm going to tell everyone out there listening. If you have, if you're standing there at the craps table and you're doing the stock market thing, even just have a little bit of money, it's your retirement, whatever, make sure you have stops on things, because that the stock market will explode. Everything will drop. Let me tell you, if that happens on Friday, for sure. Good call, Tomas. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about Libya and a few other things as well, mixing in some of the odds and ends.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol, because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent.
You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
Then the big black horse said, look this way. He said, hey, but I said no, 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 no. I said no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. I said no, no, you're not the one for me.
So Tomas says, why don't we just go in and end it in Libya with Gaddafi? And Gaddafi controls the skies right now. Remember, there's been this debate over the no-fly zone thing. At this point, and he's right, everybody has cleared out of Libya. All the Americans, all the Europeans, everybody's gotten out. They're getting out. The people are just jumping in buses. We've seen the scenes, thousands running to get away, and they have. I mean, I'm for sure there are people that are part of the rebel cause, and there are people that are probably still there. You can't say that everybody's gone. But it is kind of ghostly, because most of the people that knew what was happening around them, they could see it when people were being gunned down. that it was time to get out of there. They weren't going to stay there for this civil war. They weren't going to stand there to see what was going to happen. So they had to go across the border to Tunisia or wherever they were going to do it. And because of Libya, what's happened is we've seen the gas prices shoot up. If you look, and I've said this a ton of times, if you look at where Libya actually, the oil from Libya, where it goes, it's not the U.S. It's Europe and it's Asia, but it is the triple whammy threat that has hit us all in the head, and it's called negative news. You know, oil is about the speculation. And that's part of the problem with oil. There is plenty of oil, actually. And we know we have reserves. It's about the refining of the oil, and it's also about the threat and the speculating and the price of oil. It wasn't too long ago that I could be on these airwaves and I would say, oh, a barrel of oil is $45 on the New York Mercantile Exchange. When you're talking about over 106, and then you got OPEC trying to decide, should we have a meeting? What should we do? We got the fear of these oil prices. Should we do something about this? Well, the answer is Iran doesn't give a crap. They're not going to do anything, and they're not going to be part of these meetings. I don't think the Algerians will be part of this whole deal either. The concern is the Saudis, and the Saudis might have this day where people are in the streets rioting and doing the same thing that we've seen and screaming for demands and King Abdullah's head, I guess, on Friday. So if that happens, boy, then the apple cart is more than turned over, my friends. Really, honestly, things will really tank. I just hope you have a carpool ready, or you got good legs and you're in shape and you can ride a bike, or maybe you work from home. So will the U.S. swoop in and use military action? Yay or nay? Stop tiptoeing around it. The State Department had this to say. Here's P.J. Crowley.
We are having conversations with a wide range of opposition figures, including those who either are members of or supportive of this council. We are consulting broadly within the international community, including countries in the region, and we want to make sure that whatever action is taken, it has support in the region and around the world.
In other words, we're waiting to make sure everyone's backing us up, and we're weighing our options to see what we can do here. And Gaddafi he's not backing out at this point. Earlier in the day, I got a text from somebody that I know from Reuters that said, oh, you know, heads up. Gaddafi might cave. It's looking like it's going to cave. I'm like, where's this information coming from? Will he ultimately cave if it's the last thing possible? If it's the last possible thing that Gaddafi could do. But I don't think so. I still don't think so. 41 years, the arrogance, the sons running the show their way, and they're part of the militia and army. You either take them out or you don't. That's it. Either everybody decides, they come to the table, the secret table, and decide, take them out, or they don't. Trey in Kentucky, you have the floor. Hey, Trey.
Hey, Kate, how you been?
I've been good. How about you?
Working like an insane person. It's crazy.
I understand.
Having babies left and right. But,
Yeah, for people who don't know, Trey has a very cool job. He gets to spend a lot of time with some, let's say, well-cared for horses that could be, who knows, running some very big races pretty soon.
I hope so. Hope so.
Yep.
Whole Gaddafi thing, I don't understand what would be the difference when we took Saddam Hussein out and taking him out. I mean, to me, we got, you know, it's better to help the people than it is to go in and take somebody out just because we think he has, you know, weapons of mass destruction when he didn't have nothing. And here these people are suffering and we're just sitting back on our thumbs doing nothing.
That's true. And certainly in this case, you could say, well, look at the people that were gunned down. This is a humanitarian thing. Everybody's fled. They're afraid of him. He's gone crazy. And this is not a legitimate government. And, geez, we need to muscle our way in here. I think, Trey, what the U.S. does not want to jump in unless they get a complete blessing across the board, because they don't want to jump in and be the meddler, be the bad guy, have the Arab states say, listen, why are you interfering? Once again, the bad USA comes in here, the big old bad USA. Now, if you ask the people in the street, they'd say, hey, where's our help? You're right. So that's why that's why P.J. Crowley said, oh, well, we're talking to different groups, and he was pretty vague, meaning, okay, who's going to be in charge? Who do we think could possibly be in charge? We want to be, or what group? We want to be in with them.
Yeah, true. That's very, very true.
Yeah.
And the oil prices thing, my opinion on that is everybody should get a good horse and get ready.
That's right. Saddle up. That's what Trey's
there
saying. I agree with you. I agree. Absolutely.
All right, Kate. You have a good night now.
All right, you take care. Don't work too hard. He has such a cool job. You just think of, horse racing and the spindly legs of those thoroughbreds, if any of you know anything about horse racing. And when you're talking about betting on the future and watching what happens in a stable as the horse goes along or then goes to sale and what a farm does, and wow, I mean, it's interesting stuff, I'll tell you. So Trey says, why not? Why can't they step in? And then you heard Tomas talking about, well, ultimately, here's the interesting thing. Really, are we going to see any democracy in these Arab states? And the answer is no. But democracy from the point of view of, would they have free elections? I mean, there's your question. Would they have a free election? Freer than before, because they don't have, you don't have, if you didn't have Gaddafi, who's been there 41 years, that's the problem that King Abdullah might run into, because what's happening is the word is spreading, oh, if we get enough people, maybe we can overthrow the situation we don't like. And we saw what happened certainly with Mubarak in Egypt. And what government are they going to have in the end? What's going to be different in Egypt? What's going to be different in Libya? What's going to be different in Tunisia? Well, free elections maybe. But still, Islamic law would reign supreme unless the constitutions are changed, which was part of the deal with Mubarak. We don't want the same constitution. Remember, he was pushing the constitution was going to stay the same. And then, oh, yeah, well, maybe we can change this or that with the elections. Uh-uh. Let's go to Betty in Kentucky. Hey, Betty.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. You sound good.
Okay. This is, you know, just kind of an off-the-wall thing about whether the U.S. will go in or not go in. I don't think they will go in, and the reason I don't think they will is because then they won't be able to do the same thing when the young people here in the U.S. start doing the same thing that the young people are doing over there, which that's what's going to come to. Here in the U.S., they're going to be protesting, and when they protest, the government would like to be able to, you know, fight back, just like Gaddafi's fighting back, because we know that they will do that. They did it at Kent State. It just depends on how disruptive the young people are as far as the economy, and then the wealthy people here, they'll be losing all their money on the stock market because people aren't going to work. They're all out in the streets, and you know, the country is shut down, just like it shut down over there. If that happened here, our government would be shooting at the young people, just like Gaddafi is shooting at his young people. And that's what I think, you know.
Wow, Betty, you really think that? I'm going to disagree with you. I don't think that's going to happen at all. One, because there's too much social media and the outrage and everything else, that unless somebody was taking a gun and shooting at people, meaning the protesters. Plus, Betty, think of the kids. When you say, like a youth revolt, which we're seeing in the Middle East, are you kidding me? The kids that are out there now that are in their 20s, if they were disillusioned, I'm saying early 20s, they're too busy texting and video gaming. Are you kidding? And half of them live with their parents. I don't see that happening at all in the U.S. Don't think so. Thanks for the call. Coming up, we're going to check the mail. Stay with us.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Mail. But before we do that, some of our chatters. The man down under, Jack, says the people in Libya don't want the USA involved. And his tag team partner, David, in Texas says, exactly, Jack. They don't want the people involved. I think that's true somewhat, but not true in another vein. Because this is the scoop. The U.S. has to constantly be the King Kong, be the rescuer, you know what I'm saying? So when you're being shot at, when in the initial stages of what happened in Libya, when a lot of, I'll call them innocents, were being taken out, in other words, you just had soldiers that were combing the streets looking for people, supposedly, and shooting at them, shooting them, well, then that person in the apartment that was right around the corner in Tripoli, they want help. Rescue me, help me, whatever. NATO allies, whoever, come in, get me, get us out of here. We need something, and the rebels don't have enough ammunition and enough weaponry to have our backs. So from that point of view, you bet they want to be rescued. But I agree in the sense, do they want the U.S. involved? No. They want their own government, their own deal, their own say. We're disillusioned. We got nothing. Unemployment is ridiculous, and we're disenfranchised, and for whatever reasons. And we're tired of being under a dictator like Gaddafi. We want some say, just like Mubarak in Egypt. Same thing. And if Saudi Arabia explodes, King Abdullah, who lives in a palace of gold, and all the people who don't, who are saying, we don't like it, we don't want it, we want something different, well, yeah, that's what that's about. And they're scared to death that that's going to happen in Saudi Arabia, by the way. All right, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ooh, thank you very much. Okay, I got this one here from Dickie J. Yo, Kate, ridiculous, this NPR thing. They should just cut off the funding. It's 10%. Let them beg for more money and have more telethons and see if they get the support. She was wrong when she got rid of Juan Williams, and I think she should pay the price. What do you think? Yeah, they're not going to, I don't think they're going to cut it off, though. Unless the Republicans just, because that's been threatened so many times before. The Republicans would have to just make this such a big deal breaker. I don't think it'll happen. But Vivian Schiller knows that she's in a bad situation because she's not stupid when it comes to the books, and she doesn't want to lose the money. She doesn't want to lose the money that she's making. She doesn't want to lose the money, that 10%, that seed money to keep things going. She wants that money. It's like when you work for a nonprofit. You know, the nonprofits are tricky, and there's some really good people that work for nonprofits, really good people. And then there's some really shady folks that will start nonprofits, wink, wink, because, okay, I might have a good intention here, but then this money starts to roll in. I'm a good fundraiser, yada, yada. Next thing I know, I'm paying myself $450,000 to run, let's give the kids the books they need in the inner cities or whatever I make up. And, yeah, I am helping people, but I'm making them money, too, and I'm going to get my money off the top, and we're going to go out and we're going to have fundraisers and we're going to have spaghetti dinners and it's going to cost, you know, $2,000 a plate and whatever. You get my drift here. And so Vivian Schiller doesn't want to have to beg for extra money. She wants that seed money. After she's being badgered at a national press club talk, she's going to say, yeah, you know, we acted too hastily. We made mistakes. I made some mistakes. That's what she said. Because she had a pony up. She knows that they don't want to get squeezed. And she did say this, that NPR is not going to allow the journalists they have to have long-term relationships with other news organizations. Because there are some other NPR folks who do have relationships like that. And she suggested that they could still be allowed to keep the arrangements. So wait a second. We're not going to allow them to have long-term relations, but, oh, the 15 very high-profile ones we have that have those relationships, we're going to let them keep it. They're going to be able to keep it. So she did push out that they've got to have that taxpayer money because they need, even though it's not the whole budget, they still want that 10%. They need it. And then she talked about why is NPR so significant, but that she said the ratings had an all-time high and that they, well, here's what she called it. She could have said an intellectual, elitist audience, blah, blah, blah. But she said a particular kind of audience. What is a particular kind of audience? And she did say this, we're not left or right, we're urban and rural, north and south, red and blue. I mean, I will say this, there are some programs I've you know, heard on NPR that I like. There are some things that I like on NPR. It has nothing to do with the people that work there. There are some good journalists there. Juan Williams was one of them when he was there, by the way. So, yeah, not for nothing. She just blew it is what it is. Okay, this one is from Glenn, listening to us in Vermont, he says. Hi, America Tonight. I have a question for you. I hope you can answer this question. What do you really think it was that made Obama flip on the military tribunals? What really made him flip is he had no support. He had no support, even with a lot of Democrats. There wasn't enough support for any kind of a funding to redo a prison in the United States to house the detainees, to try them in the United States. It was against the court of public opinion for the most part. Even a lot of Democrats didn't like the idea. And the money's not there. So he wasn't going to get that. I think they were really surfing around, they being probably Eric Holder in a way, but mostly the Obama people. They were trying to make sure they had the backing. That's what you do. You make sure you have people in your back pocket that are going to back you up and say, okay, we're going to get here XYZ senators, and in the House we're going to have this many people, and we think we can sway a few to come our way. But that wasn't happening. So the fight was over. The fight was done, and he realized that. So the promise about this and the ban that happened in January of 2009 is dead. And that's not going to change. They're going to go through the military tribunals, and it's not going to close down. I mean, if we were spitting money out, maybe, but I don't think so, because the outrage was just too high. The Khalid Sheikh Mohammed thing especially really enraged too many New Yorkers and too many other people. So the truth just is that he didn't have the backing for it. And then now there's some people that are certainly going to be very unhappy with Obama, because that's one of the things he said he was going to do. And a lot of very liberal people got Obama elected, and they want to see Gitmo close. They don't like what Gitmo stands for. They don't like some of the things that they have heard have happened at Guantanamo. So, yeah, that was a major, 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 major theme in his campaigning, especially if you remember at the tail end. That was a lot of the debates. The conversation was about terror and what are you handling it? And then all the waterboarding stuff started to come out. So that started to also play into the election. So he had a flip. He flipped in a very big way. And it was just because there was no backing there whatsoever. And I bet it was really tough for him to have to do that, but there is no choice left in this one. No choice whatsoever. Hey, if you have any thoughts on the show, remember you can send them to me too at americatonight.net.
Well, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
We did some Charlie Sheening and we were fine. Yeah, we're just Sheening our heads off.
Yeah. You want to get high?